ॐ ज्ञानदमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो वी विल कवर चैप्टर 18 एंड 19 टुडे. 18 चैप्टर इज quite small and straightforward, just milking the planet Earth. There are different milkmen, different calf and different pots, as we'll study. Maitreya uvacha ittam pratham abhistuya तुषा प्रस्फुरितादरं पुनराहवनिर्भीत संस्तभ्यात्मानमात्मना.
The great saint Maitreya continued to address Vidura. My dear Vidura, at that time, after the planet Earth finished her prayers, King Prithu was still not pacified, and his lips trembled in great anger. Although the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows in order to convince the king.
Okay, so she still is offering prayers, right? But king was not satisfied with the prayers because there is no practical solution being offered, right? Because hunger and she is not agreed that I'll be, you know. So she is just offering the prayers that you are a great king, you are the creator, maintainer, destroyer, you know, but you are aloof from that, right? You should not kill me because you're in this mood of preserving. All your actions are inconceivable, right? All those prayers are there, but where is the solution to the problem? Right? Therefore, king is not pacified. Therefore, now she comes to the practical point, you know, practical solution after offering prayers. Sanyachha vibhomanyum nivodashravitam chame sarvata saramadhatte यता मधु करो बुदा.
My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower.
Okay, so now she puts the proposal. Right, so she says, please hear, I will explain my proposal and you should accept although you are more learned, but still you can accept some advice from a person who is not so learned also, because like a bee accepts the essence, a learned person can take knowledge from anywhere, right? Chanakya Pandit also said that one can accept gold from a flint. From a filthy place. One can accept a wife from even a virtuous wife from even a low family. Right? One can accept good advice even from an enemy. You know, if there is a really good advice, comes, it doesn't matter who is giving the advice. Or if a lowly person gives that advice, right? Vishnu Thakur also says, he says, even if the fire is ignited by a low person, still it has the capacity to burn and give heat and light. Right? Fire may be ignited by a low person, but a person can utilize that fire, to cook, to gain heat or something. Right? So therefore, in the case of a good advice, even the person is low in rank or social position, one can still accept if his advice is virtuous or good. So therefore, she is asking, please pay attention, I am proposing the following solution. Asmin loke atava mushmin munibhis tattva darshibhi trishta yoga prayuktascha kumsam shreya prasiddhaye.
To benefit all human society, not only in this life but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general.
Asmin loke athva amushmin munibhis tattva darshibhi. So the here Mother Earth is saying, to benefit the human society, asmil in here, but also in the next life, right? In this life, once and his further future destination. So, those who are munibhis tattva darshibhi, they have given their prescriptions how a person can be happy in this life and in the next life, right? So, therefore, Mother is saying that according to these munis, I'll speak what I've assimilated from munibhis and tattva darshibhi. Right? So Prabhupada in the first paragraph, Prabhupada says, human society, so this is the sixth line, should take advantage of the instruction from both Shruti and Smriti. So Smriti is what the munis says. They assimilate the Shruti and they further expand its application. So in the form of Smriti, right? It's like Prabhupada then in the second paragraph says Manu Smriti should be followed, right? Manu, the laws given by the Manu, they are a Smriti, right? So those who are Tattvadarshi bhi, they assimilate Shruti and also show its application in the form of Smritis, right? So therefore both Shruti and Smriti should be followed. There is a verse by Rupa Goswami how devotional service should be executed as per Shrutis and Smritis. Anyone knows the verse? Yeah. Yes, please recite the full verse. Yeah, recite on the microphone. Nice. Yeah, Shruti Smriti. Yes. Recite the verse.
Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrim Vidivina. Egandhi Gihareer Bhaktir
Utpatai Vakalpate. Right? So this is the Rupa Goswami's verse. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrika Vidhim Vina. Without the guidance or regulations by Shruti Smriti Puranadi and Pancharatra scriptures, even if there is a devotional service, if it is executed without this, the regulations and guidance by the scriptures, it is Utpat. That devotional service creates only havoc. Can you imagine? It's a very serious warning. So even the devotional service has to be executed as per the guidance of the Shruti scriptures and as per the guidance of Munibhis Tattva Darshibhi, the realized souls. They have given the Smriti scriptures. Right? And then in the third paragraph, Prabhupada talks about Asmin in this life and Amushmin in the next life. And Prabhupada says, nowadays, the leaders, the professors, they are such fools and rascals, that they consider there is no next life. And Prabhupada says, what advice can they give? And in the third paragraph, you see, what advice can they give? Because they don't believe in the next life. Still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. Right? Text 4. Tana tishthati yasamyag upayan purva darshitan avara shraddhayopeta kupeyan vindatanjasa.
One who follows the principles and instructions enjoined by the great sages of the past can utilize these instructions for practical purposes. Such a person can very easily enjoy life and pleasures.
Right? Tan atishthati ya samyag. Tan means who are those? Munibhistattvadarshi bhi. Right? Tan refers to the second line of text 3. That is like important term. We are talking of, she is saying, what I am going to prescribe is as per Munibhistattvadarshi bhi. Right? The second line of text 3. So Tan here refers to those Munibhis and Tattvadarshibhis. Atishti ya samyag. Saying if one can follow the principles given by them fully, samyag, all the instructions given by them. Right? Then a person will actually, his devotional service will become so easy. Upayan vindate anjasa. He'll be joyful. Right? So actually this is a very important point. If we can, you know, because the false ego prevents us to follow the instructions of the superiors, the predecessor acharyas, right? So if we can just conduct ourselves as per the instructions of Prabhupada and the acharyas, right? We can follow their instructions. First of all, you have to know in totality, right? Study what are the instructions given by them, assimilate the instruction, and then follow. Just by following the instructions, person's life will be very sublime. He will be joyful in his bhakti. He can enjoy life, right? Right. So therefore, if one can become a good follower, he will have very easy sail. Right. We have a good captain of a ship. Then a good captain can sail you very easily, right? Otherwise, others will have to struggle a lot. So like that. So therefore, struggle is not bad, but one should not create unnecessary struggle. Right? You're getting the point. So struggle will be there. Struggle is there anyway, but by our wrong choices, we create unnecessary struggle. But he's saying that, therefore, the best way is to just become a good follower. Right? Follow those who are actually superior in their understanding, in their Krishna consciousness. Then a person will just, you know, he will not create so many unnecessary problems. He will have a very smooth sail. Right? That is being indicated. And Prabhupada says, Mahajano yen katasa pantha. Even the inexperienced person is said, right? Even if a person is very inexperienced, he will also be able to have a very smooth sail, or he can enjoy life in the sense, enjoy a life of, you know, in this world, and also achieve his perfection at the end of life, right? Even if the person is inexperienced, avara shaddhya petu. So, inexperienced faithful person is better than very experienced faithless person. Right? A person may not have experience, he may be actually dull or somebody. But if he is faithful, if he is able to place faith in the right source, he is much better than a highly learned, experienced person, but who is faithless. Right? Avara shraddhyo petha. So that is the point here Prabhupada talks of. Right? So Prabhupada says, see the fifth, sixth line, the word avara means inexperience. It's very significant in this verse. Every conditioned soul is inexperienced. Prabhupada says, every conditioned soul is inexperienced. Everyone is abodh jata, born a fool and rascal. Like we say sometimes, he's a very born artist, he's a born musician. Prabhupada says, everyone is a born rascal. Right? Everyone is, he is in the sense that he doesn't know what is the goal of life? Who is Krishna? Right? Like that. Yeah. Yeah. If one has to learn by his mistake, lifetime will be very small. Right? But one can quickly learn from others' mistakes. Okay, so we go to text 5. Tan anadritya yo vidvan arthanarabhate svayam tasya vyabhicharanti artha arabdhascha puna puna.
A foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation and does not recognize the authority of the sages, who lay down impeachable directions, is simply unsuccessful again and again in his attempts.
Right. So text 4 and 5 are like the contrast. Tan atishthati ya samyag. Tan refers to actually those who follow also, right? So tan also herein refers to those who follow, right? Follow the munibhi sattvadarshi bhi, basically. And tan here, tan anaditraya. See, that is tan atishthati, those who follow, those people who follow this munibhis and tattvadarshi bhi. And the next verse is tan anaditraya, those who do not follow, they disrespect their instruction, right? Of munibhis tattvadarshi bhi. What happens to them? Tasya vabhicharanti artha arabdascha puna. They fall on their face again and again. Again and again, they actually fail in their attempts. Like that. So Prabhupada says that the present moment it has become fashionable to disobey the unimpeachable direction given by the acharyas and the liberated souls of the past. Right? Unimpeachable. Unimpeachable direction means that one cannot... That you impeachable means you bring somebody to the court, you know, impeach, right? Unimpeachable means they are infallible directions. You can't make them, untrue. They're infallible. Right? So presently people are so fallen that they cannot distinguish between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. So the whole point is like people doubt everyone, right? Even the liberated souls who are munibhis, tattvadarshibhi, their direction are unimpeachable. And if they just follow, they can actually be successful very easily. But they consider every person to be like a conditioned soul. Right? And thus they actually create, they fall down on their face again and again. Or they fail in their attempts again and again. Text 6. Pura shrishta hi oshadhyo brahmanaya vishampate bhujyamana maya drishta asadbir adhrita vrata.
My dear King, the seeds, roots, herbs and grains which were created by Lord Brahma in the past are now being used by non-devotees who are devoid of all spiritual understanding.
So now she explains the seeds and roots, herbs, etc. that were created by Lord Brahma, Pura Shrishta, they are being used by Bhujyamana Mayadrishta Asadbhir Adhrita Vrata. They are being used by people who are Asadbhir. Asadbhir are those who are attached to temporary, asat. And adhrita vrata, they are devoid of all spiritual activities, right? Spiritual, those who are follow the spiritual discipline, they are known as dhrita vrata, right? So therefore, those are attached to the temporary asadbhir, and adhritavratam is those who don't follow any spiritual discipline. All the things are being enjoyed by them, she says. Right? So therefore she points out that is the cause for that I have hidden all the seeds, roots, and I'm not producing. Right? So that Prabhupada explains that how all the necessities are produced when people are devotees. But when the people become non-devotees, even earth restricts. And then Prabhupada then compares, he talks about the word asadbhi and the adhritavrata, right, as we discussed. And then he brings a contrast between grahavrata and dhritavrata. Who are grahavrata? They are same as adhritavrata. So follow notes, spiritual discipline. Or grahavrata means those who follow household discipline. The discipline of material enjoyment, grahavrata. Right? Prahlad Maharaj has used this word grahavrata. Right? Anyone remember the verse? Yes? Grahavrata naam, right? Vishatam tamishwaram. Yeah. Right? Where did it begin? Say the first word. Matirna krishne parato sotova. Right? Matirna krishne parato sotova. Vitho vipaddet grahavrata naam. It's a grahavrata. So the Prabhupada makes a like contrast between grahavrata. They like sometimes, you know, people, those are grahavratas, they follow sometimes a greater discipline as such looks like than even the dhritavratas. Right? Their discipline is sometimes in being a material enjoyer, they sometimes have a greater discipline than being, the spiritual discipline. Because they tend to get more enthusiasm by seeing the immediate results or something. Right? Sometimes it is seen that grahavratas follow a rigid discipline. Right? But because the whole cause is asat, there is no use actually of their whole discipline is actually useless in one sense. Because whole the foundation is false. Right? If you say these are a group of thieves, they are always so honest, they have every time they divide the booty equally. They are the most honest thieves. He said, please give them President's Award. At being the most honest thieves. He said, thieves, they should be put in jail first of all. The whole foundation is asat. He said, what is the use of, big honesty between the thieves when the foundation is false? So therefore, like I met one person, he says, last 15 years, every day I have read the full Economic Times. I have not missed one day. I said, we have no devotee who can say, I have read every day, last 15 years, Prabhupada books, 1 hour a day also. I said, we'll not find anyone. Your discipline is, very rigid as such, But we can take some inspiration. Let us try to be rigid like these people, like they have so much economic impetus. So last 15 years, I have not missed single day reading Economics Times. And I read full, right? Full Economics Times. Spend more than 1 hour daily, or 1 or 2 hours in the morning, like that. Right? So he was very proud of saying that. That is my discipline. Right? So like that, so, but they are all grahavratas. Right? Which is actually asadbhi, which is pointed out over here in so the whole thing is, Prabhupada points out that everything should be utilized for the satisfaction of Krishna. Then the earth will produce profusely, otherwise it will be restricted. Text 7. Apalita nadrita cha bhavadbhir loka palaka. Chori bhute atha lokeham agyarthe grasamoshadhi.
My dear King, not only are grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds which are meant for the performance of sacrifice.
So one thing in this chapter and the next, Prabhupada repeatedly says that the whole prosperity depends upon performance of sacrifice, yajna. And every purpose, then he says, in this age, yajna is the performance of sankirtan yajna. So unless there is yajna, there cannot be any prosperity. Right? Therefore, earth is saying, I will produce abundantly if that is used for the satisfaction of Vishnu. People offer to Vishnu, accept prasad. Then there will be, so Mother Earth herself is saying, right? Yajyarthe agrasam oshadi. That all the opulences, when they utilize for yajna as a sacrifice, then abundant supplies will be there. Then there will be great opulence. So Prabhupada comments, what happened during the time of Prithu Maharaj and his father is also happening at the present moment. Right? So therefore we understand this problem began at the time of King Vena, right, as we discussed. Again, the 5th-6th line, Prabhupada says, the word chori bhute indicates that the population has turned to thievery. And then towards the last 7th or 8th last line, Prabhupada says, unless one accepts prasad, he is certainly a thief. Right? That means first offer everything to the Lord, accept the prasad. So one who is not accepting the prasad, he is a thief. So now here prasad means everything should be first offered to Supreme Lord, then accepted. Not just for eating, for everything. All the necessities. Right? All the necessities should be offered for the pleasure of the Lord, and then one should partake of it. Text 8. Nunamta virudhakshina mayikalena bhuyasa tatra yogena drishtena
Due to being stalked for a long, very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, you should immediately arrange to take these seeds out by the standard process, which is recommended by the acharyas or shastras.
Right. So he said, now the seeds are there, but they are present in like a subtle state now. You know, there should be process by which it has to be taken out, and that process is, I am speaking that process which is recommended by Munibhis and Tattvadarshibhi, basically, by the Acharyas and the scriptures. So she prescribes the process. Right? Tatra yogena drishtena, by proper means. So Prabhupada says, second paragraph, in this verse, two significant words, yogena, by the approved method, and drishtena, as exemplified by former acharyas. They are the significant words. Yogena and drishtena, by the proper method, and by the direction of the previous acharyas. And the proper method, Prabhupada again explains, is the method of performing sacrifice, which is sankirtan yajna, which is taught by the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Acharyas. 9 and 10. Vatsam kalpaya me vira yenaham vasalatava dukshe shiramayan kaman anurupam cha dohanam dukdaram cha mahabaho bhutanam bhuta bhavana annamipsitam urjasvad bhagavan vanchate yadi.
O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled.
Okay, so So therefore, she says, she prescribes this method. You should arrange that a car be brought. I'll be very affectionate. Then I bring a suitable pot and a milkman to milk. Right? So Prabhupada also says that these three things are necessary. See the fourth line. Just as the cow cannot deliver milk, sufficient milk without being affectionate to her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Text 11. Samam cha kuru mam rajan devavrishtam yathapaya aparatavapi bhadram te upavarte dame vibho.
My dear king, may I inform you that you have to make the entire surface of the globe level. This will help me even when the rainy season has ceased. Rainfall comes by the mercy of King Indra. Rainfall will remain on the surface of the globe, always keeping the earth moistened, and thus it will be auspicious for all kinds of production.
Okay, so she also asks that the earth that be leveled, right? Or my surface should be leveled, and that will also help to produce, increase the production of the necessities. So Prabhupada says that usually Indra levels the earth by his thunderbolts. He breaks the hilltops, mountains, and gradually the river takes all that minerals, and right, the earth is leveled by Indra. Text 12. Iti priyam hitam vakyam bhu adaya bhupatihi vatsam kritva manumpana aduhat sakaloshadi.
After hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Swayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands.
Okay, so now the milking process begins. Right? Now different, the whole chapter is now different people come with a different calf. You know, King Prithu and so many other people, right? Heavenly beings and other beings, even the birds and the animals, they all come bringing a calf and they milk the mother earth of the necessities. Right? They come with the different calves. So here is mentioned that Swayambhuva Manu became the calf and Prithu Maharaj himself milked the earth. And he got everything in his cupped hands, right? He with his cupped hand, he made the container in his cupped hand. He obtained everything in his cupped hand, right? He had that power to contain everything in his cupped hand. So let's read ahead. Yeah, now we can just read the translations.
Others who were intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the planet, earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth.
Okay, so now, following in the Prithu Maharaj's footsteps, all others also came. A suitable calf and a different milkman, different pot. They milked Mother Earth, right, and obtained their necessities. Milking here is a symbolic term. Basically, Mother Earth agreed to provide all the necessities. So each person brought a calf. Calf means who will present their case, you know, something. Who is the kind of a leader among them. They will go among that and then request Mother Earth for the necessities and Mother Earth would supply. Right? So different group coming to ask for the necessity, that is the milking. Milking means they are obtaining their desirable things. Right? Like that. Here, milking the cow says milking the cow who is like Mother Earth is obtaining the desired necessities. Right? So then Prithu Maharaj brought Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu was there in his presence. Then he asked for the Mother Earth immediately delivered all the various seeds and the herbs, you know, there, that was taken by Prithu Maharaj. So now different people will come. Let's go ahead, it will become more clear. Okay, so he said, Tathaparecha Sarvatra Saram Adate Buddha. Intelligent person following the footsteps, they also came and obtained whatever they desired. That is the milking. Right? Next, like Prabhupada used to say, you know, I am like, just like a wish fulfilling cow. Wherever I go, I will give milk. Means I will speak about Krishna. You know, so the different people would invite Prabhupada, want to hear about Krishna Katha from him. Right? So as such, so that was Prabhupada sometimes used to say that. Okay, go ahead, read.
All the great sages transformed Brihaspati into a calf and making the senses into a pot. They milked all kinds of Vedic knowledge to purify words, mind and hearing.
Okay. So they brought Brihaspati as a calf. Right? Now again, a calf is somebody there, you know, among them, one of the persons who Mother Earth will be, you know, affectionate towards. Right? Yeah. So therefore, Brihaspati was, seeing Brihaspati, learned person, all the demigods obtained all kind of Vedic knowledge and they received it through their senses. The senses became the pots. Right? Especially among the senses, it is to be received through ears, right? And the mind. Right? From the ear, it should go to the mind. So the ear is like also a pot. We are discussing, you know, cup-shaped, ear is a drone shape. Yes, okay, go ahead.
All the demigods made Indra, the king of heaven, into a calf, and from the earth they milked the beverage som, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation and bodily and sensual strength.
Okay, so somaras was taken by the demigods, with Indra as the calf. Go ahead.
The son of Diti and the demons transformed Prahlad Maharaj, who was born in an asura family, into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer, which they put into a pot made of iron.
Right, so Somarasa was put into golden pot mentioned, and they brought Prahlad Maharaj as a calf and extracted all the liquor and beer is mentioned into iron pot. That's what they wanted. Right? So Prabhupada says in the fifth line or sixth line of the purport, because Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons, the son of Hiranyakashipu, by his mercy the demons were and still are able to have their drinks in the form of wine and beer. By his mercy, Prabhu was saying. Basically, it's not a true mercy as such, but it's like the byproduct of the mercy. Right? Okay. Go ahead.
The inhabitants of Gandharva Lok and Apsara Lok made Vishwavasu into a calf and they drew the milk into a lotus flower pot. The milk took the shape of sweet musical art and beauty.
Okay, so Vishwavasu, who is kind of the leader of the Gandharvas, he was made into a calf and they got the milk. This milk means they obtained the musical art, right? Musical art and beauty from Mother Earth. Right? So Mother is fulfilling everyone's desire. Everyone is basically getting their required necessities. In the necessities. You can understand from one example, suppose you want something for Vidyapeet, you know, so you want a set of Vishnu Thakur commentary, or you want some other books, set of books, etc. Then you make Gaurang Darshan as a calf, and then you can go to Gaurang Prabhu, and then you can milk out some necessities, you know, whatever you need. So you understand the point, right? So making somebody like who has a relationship, or you know, who will present your case. And then, you know, okay, fine, you know, this should be so like that. So the necessity is applied. Okay, text 18.
The fortunate inhabitants of Pitralok who preside over the funeral ceremonies made Aryama into a calf with great faith. They milked Kavya, food offered to the ancestors, into an unbaked earthen pot.
Unbaked earthen pot. So they milked and Prabhupada described that how by obtaining this food offered, you know, this food which is offered to sometime Aryama, who is the representative of Lord Vishnu, or directly offered to Vishnu, this food benefits those who may not have obtained a gross body, right? Those ancestors, so it benefits them. Yes, go ahead.
After this, the inhabitants of Siddha Lok as well as the inhabitants of Vidyadhar Lok transformed the great sage Kapila into a calf and making the whole sky into a pot. They milked out specific yogic mystic powers beginning with anima. Indeed, the inhabitants of Vidyadhar Lok acquired the art of flying in the sky.
Okay, so they all obtained this from Mother Earth. And Kapil Muni, the son of Devahuti, and Kardam Muni. Kardam Muni himself was a great mystic, Prabhupada points out. And so there were these Vidyadharas, making him a calf, got all the various mystic powers. Yes.
Others also, the inhabitants of planets known as Kim Purusha Lok, made the demon Maya into a calf. And they milled out mystic powers by which one can disappear immediately from another's vision and appear again in a different form.
Right, so this Kim Purusha Loka, there, I said all the monkeys who help Lord Ram, they reside in Kim Purusha Loka. This is within, one of the, you'll see it is within the geography of the Bhumandal in one of the dweeps. This, within this Jambudweep only, there are different nine varshas. Kim Purusha is one of them. Fine. So they have also various mystic powers which they obtained from Mother Earth. Yes.
Then the yakshas, rakshasas, ghosts and witches who are habituated to eating flesh transformed Lord Shiva's incarnation, Rudra, Bhutnath, into a calf and milked out beverages made of blood and put them in a pot made of skulls.
Okay, go ahead.
Thereafter, cobras and snakes without hoods, large snakes, scorpions and many other poisonous animals took poison out of the planet Earth as their milk and kept this poison in snake holes. They made a calf out of Takshak.
Okay, so the snakes got the poison from Mother Earth. Now Prabhupada makes important point. Like when there is a milk, right? Now when the snake takes milk, what happens? Its poison increase. When the sage takes milk, Prabhupada says, when the sages, devotees take milk, their brain tissues are nourished. They become more enthusiastic. So by taking the same milk, one living entity is increasing the poison, other living entity is increasing one's devotional service. Other is becoming more poison. Milk is the same. Similarly, Krishna gives all facilities to everyone, just like the milk. Mother Earth is giving milk to everyone. But each living entity, as per his nature, is utilizing that milk as per the qualities and as per his own conditioning, right? You're getting the point. So it's a good example. So Krishna supplies the necessity, everyone's. But how they utilize, it's upon in which modes of nature they are situated in, right? What are their own ambitions as such, like that. Yes, go ahead.
The four-legged animals like the cows made a calf out of the bull who carries Lord Shiva and made a milking pot out of the forest. Thus they got fresh green grasses to eat. Ferocious animals like tigers transformed a lion into a calf and thus they were able to get flesh for milk. The birds made a calf out of Garuna and took milk from the planet Earth in the form of moving insects and non-moving plants and grasses.
Right, you understanding? So the calf and milk is their necessity and pot is where that necessity will appear. Grass appeared in the forest, forest became a pot. The mystic, those who travel in the sky became their pot for all the mystic power, so like that. Yes, go ahead.
The trees made a calf out of the banyan tree and thus they derived milk in the form of many delicious juices. The mountains transformed the Himalayas into a calf and they milled a variety of minerals into a pot made of the peaks of the hills.
Yes.
The planet Earth supplied everyone his respective food. During the time of King Prithu, the Earth was fully under the control of the king. Thus, all the inhabitants of the Earth could get their food supply by creating various types of calves and putting their particular types of milk in various pots.
Okay, so in the beginning, at the end, if you observe, the word used is all of them could obtain their necessities because the earth is mentioned is prithu bhavitam. See this verse, duduhu prithu bhavitam, right, in 26. And in where did that starts, other the milking process starts, 13, 12 also, the word prithu bhavitam, 13, duduhu prithu bhavitam, in the beginning, that's 13, like prithu, others also started milking, duduhu prithu bhavitam. Prithu bhavitam refers to because earth was now being ruled or controlled by prithu Maharaj. So all the necessities were obtained. The common thread is because prithu Maharaj is the ruler, therefore, right, because of his rule, right, he is being a righteous king. Now everyone is getting the necessities. Or Prithu Bhavitam, Vishnu Thakur says, here Prabhupada says, controlled by Prithu Maharaj. Vishnu Thakur says, inspired by Prithu Maharaj. The same thing. Right? So being inspired by Prithu Maharaj. So all the living entities are able to obtain their necessities because of the leadership of Prithu Maharaj. You see, Duduhu Prithu Bhavitam, in the beginning and then toward the end. Both places the same phrase is used. Yes.
My dear Vidura, chief of the Kurus, in this way King Prithu and all the others who subsist on food created different types of calves and milled out their respective eatables. Thus they received their various foodstuffs which were symbolized as milk.
Okay. Yes.
Thereafter King Prithu was very satisfied with the planet Earth, for she sufficiently supplied all food to various living entities. Thus he developed an affection for the planet Earth just as if she were his own daughter.
Okay, so Prithu Maharaj then treated Mother Earth just like he would treat his daughter. Premna Duhitra Vatsala. She was now supplying all the necessities. Yes.
After this, the king of all the kings, Maharaj Prithu, leveled all rough places on the surface of the globe by breaking up the hills with the strength of his bow. By his grace, the surface of the globe almost became flat.
Okay, so Prabhupada says, Prithu Maharaj, being himself the empowered incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not wait for Indra to break up the hills. He could do it himself. He was so strong and empowered. Yes.
Question.
Okay.
In the conclusion, most of the places it's mentioned that earth then supplied the food which was not available. But we see earth is supplying many other things also which are not food, like knowledge, music, and abilities to fly.
Yes.
So it seems like that someone who is asking for these abilities...
Food is symbolic here in the terms of, just like say, food for the thought, right? Or food for the mind, food for the soul. Food here means necessity. Milk here means their necessity. So that is their necessity. Their musical art, that is their food, right? Food for thought, what is called food for thought. That means food for the mind, food for the soul, food for the intellect. So the food term is not just eating, right? For different faculties of the different living entities and different faculties of the body, there's different food. So that refers to the food.
So my question is that someone who is asking for these things, it means they don't have it before. So does it mean that these Vidyadhars were not able to fly before Earth actually gave them this power to fly, or others didn't have knowledge or music or so on, what they are asking or getting?
It was highly restricted. That's what. Right? Everything Prabhupada says, eko bahunam yo vidhati kaman. You see the text 26. Eko bahunam yo vidhati kaman. Although the Lord is one, He is supplying all necessities to everyone through the medium of the planet Earth. Right? So herein, that is the understanding. So they may have, but it became very restrictive. Right? People were starving, everything has been restricted. So now through Mother Earth, the Lord is supplying. The Lord is arranging the profuse supplies of all these things. Fine? Yes.
So this earth is being made flat. So isn't it because many times we say this is Ugra Karma. Normally nowadays it is happening. So is it really necessity? How it is required, because so many mountains are there, and in present circumstances, how to see it?
No, basically, now, if the whole, there was a disproportionate the land, there is a good amount of land should also be flat for the cultivation, right? So there is a balance, so there was an imbalance, that's how we understand. So there was more land was, a lot of land was, not leveled. Right? Not leveled. So therefore, Prithu Maharaj broke some mountain peaks, right, wherever were necessary, and leveled it. It's not that all mountains were flattened. Right? But he created more agricultural land. There was an imbalance. That's all we have to understand. Yeah, whatever, somewhere leveling is required of the land, and that was created. Okay, so as we will see, the Prachetas burned the forests because there were forests are overgrown. You say, but hey, the eco, this is not eco-friendly thing. The Prachetas, with their eyes, they burned the forest because the forest had overgrown, and there was no pasturing, agricultural land. All the forests had overgrown. So the forest had to be removed. So there were more hills than required. Okay, go ahead. Yes. Sorry. Where water level? हाँ किस तरह की गड़बड़ी flood आ जाता है but the government should use the force. नहीं बेसिकली सी प्रूपस इज क्वाइट क्लियर इन ऑल द सेक्शन दैट जनरल पॉपुलेशन इफ नाउ इट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर टू रूल प्रॉपरली एंड इफ दे आर राइटियस एवरीथिंग विल बी टेकन केयर ऑफ बट इफ द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर आर बिकमिंग थीफ एंड रॉन्ग said there is no other alternative other than for people to perform their duty, which is yagya, which is sankirtan yagya. So then they will be saved. So the whole point is devotees don't have to take law in their hand. The Krishna will do the needful. Krishna will rectify the situation. Devotees should they should perform their duty even more rigidly. Then Prabhupada says Sankirtan movement will rescue the devotees even from all this, the adverse situation created. We read the purport carefully in this chapter, in this 17, 18, 19 chapter, all the purport. Prabhupada again and again only encourages the performance of Sankirtan Yajna as a measure to rectify, not just simply as a measure for spiritual advancement, as a measure to rectify even social adversities. Getting the point? You are talking of all the social imbalances, adversities. And Prithu Maharaj was there. He could do. But now, there is no state administrator. Rather, they only create the problem. So therefore, there is no other recourse than Sankirtan. That's what Prabhupada talks of repeatedly in this section. Okay. So, yes. Read the next.
To all the citizens of the state, King Prithu was as good as a father. Thus he was visibly engaged in giving them proper subsistence and proper employment for subsistence. After leveling the surface of the globe, he embarked,
earmarked
different places for residential quarters in as much as they were desirable.
So basically, atha asmin bhagavan vanya prajanam vrittida pita. Prajanam vrittida, he gave the employment. And Nivasan, also very, he also, you know, cut various colonies, you know, as that is mentioned, and did the township planning also, it's mentioned. So everything he did for the praja, as the father does. Right? 31. Read the translation.
In this way, the king founded many types of villages, settlements and towns, and built forts, residences for cowherdsmen, stables for the animals and places for the royal camps, mining places, agricultural towns and mountain villages.
Right. So all the various king planned and provided the space for each kind of inhabitants proper, you know, suitable as per their need. Yes. Then?
Before the reign of King Prithu, there was no planned arrangement for different cities, villages, pasturing grounds, etc. Everything was scattered and everyone constructed his residential quarters according to his own convenience. However, since King Prithu plans were made for towns and villages.
Right, so looked like the land mafia had become prominent. Prithu Maharaj then, you know, organized everything properly, you know, who needs how much and everything. Right, so and then had a proper township planning. Not just township, but village, pasturing ground, all the right, urban planning, rural planning, adivas planning, everything, you know, he provided for everyone in mountain villages and all that, suitable residence for all social classes of people. And Prabhupada says, from this statement it appears that towns and city planning is not new, but has been coming down since the time of Prithu Maharaj. Right. Okay, you can take a 10 minutes break. Next chapter is very important chapter. There are innumerable lessons. We'll try to cover as much as we can in the time we have.